Thank you, Chair. So the eighth case is against Turkey, and it relates to communications 1853-1854/2008, Atasoy and Sarkut, and relates to conscientious objection to military service by Jehovah's Witnesses. So the State Party refers that the subject matter of conscientious objection to military service has been under examination by the Committee of Ministers of the Council of Europe as a part of the supervision of the execution of the European Court of Human Rights judgments on Ülke versus Turkey group of judgments. Relating to the authors in this case, Mr. Sarkut, transfer to military service was postponed until October 2012. And then in 2016, and reported again to 2016. In 2016, he was allowed to forfeit from Turkish citizenship, which exempted him from compulsory military service. The other author, Mr. Atasoy, is an absentee without an administrative fine imposed. And the State Party submits that it has made amendments regarding crimes related to compulsory military service. In 2017, military courts were abolished, and crimes related to military service are being investigated and tried by the civil prosecutors' offices and civil courts. In 2019, the State Party reduced the duration of compulsory military service from 12 to 6 months and introduced the payment system for military service. Regarding the position of the authors, the Authors' Council recalls that Mr. Atasoy and Mr. Sarkut are conscientious objectors to military service. They were indicted for several military conscription periods and had to defend themselves in courts during military drafts. Mr. Sarkut has lost his job due to an order sent by military officials. Mr. Atasoy and Mr. Sarkut were in a state of civil death, resulting from multiple criminal proceedings, alternation between prosecution and imprisonment, risks of further persecutions. The criminal records of the authors have not been expunged. They have not been provided with compensation and are still subject to military conscription. Mr. Sarkut is no longer subject to military drafts because he was allowed to forfeit from Turkish citizenship and to move to a third country. And although the State Party submits on the case of Mr. Atasoy that he is an absentee, he is still subject to military conscription and has risks to be prosecuted or fined for his refusal to perform military duties. And as regard the remedy of no repetition, while the abolition of military courts is welcome development, the conscientious objection remains subject to criminal punishment. All male Turkish citizens must still perform 1 month of mandatory military service, and after this month, they can obtain an exemption from military service by paying a certain sum to the Ministry of Defense. These measures do not include the possibility to perform alternative civilian service for conscientious objectors. So, for the committee's assessment, regarding the expansion of criminal records, we would propose C. Regarding adequate compensation, we would propose C. As regards non-repetition, since the State Party has managed to change its laws, coming closer to the author's concerns, although it's still not entirely satisfactory, it's partially satisfactory, so on repetition, we would propose a B. Thank you, Chair.